is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Pentagon is ordering the military to identify transgender service members by March 26th and discharge those who don't obtain special waivers by June 25. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson is reviewing the guidance.
It basically says that individuals who are transgender should not be serving in the military, and that absent extraordinary operational necessity, the military services will not allow such individuals to serve.
Federal government agencies have been given about 2.5 weeks to submit their plans for reorganizing and making large cuts in their workforces.
It's a very tight time frame when you consider that most of these cabinet secretaries have only been on the job a couple of weeks themselves. They're still getting to know their agencies. Then they're going to have a proposed 30 days to plan for the cuts. And then by law, they have to give employees 30 to 60 days notice of the reduction in force.
CBS's Nancy Cortez. The Texas measles outbreak has claimed the life of an unvaccinated child in Lubbock, the first U.S. measles death since 2015. CBS's Omar Villafranca is there.
Health officials here are saying the best way for people to prevent the spread of this is to get their measles vaccine. If I had the measles and you were across from me and you were not vaccinated or didn't have any immunity, 9 out of 10 times you would get sick with the measles.
There appears to be a great deal of medical misinformation on social media, as CBS's Michael Wallace reports.
The global study led by the University of Sydney analyzed 1,000 posts about controversial medical screenings like full-body MRI scans and blood tests for testosterone levels. The researchers found most of the social media posts did not refer to any scientific evidence and made no mention of the potential harm of unnecessary diagnoses. The study concluded social media is an open sewer of medical misinformation.
A popular TV and movie star we first met back in the 1990s has died.
Michelle Trachtenberg first made a name for herself in the 1996 hit movie Harriet the Spy, where she had the lead role.
Anyone sees the secret tattoo? Swift and painful death.
She'd go on to co-star in two TV shows with huge followings, Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Gossip Girl. The NYPD says criminality is not suspected. Michelle Trachtenberg was 39 years old. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Officials in Arizona are working with the Federal Aviation Administration to investigate deadly skydiving incidents after 3 people in 2 months lost their lives during jumps near Skydive Arizona. Foul play is not suspected. The FAA looks into every skydiving mishap reported to the agency, inspecting the packing of the parachute and flight rules. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Something amazing is happening in education. Students are inspired and engaged. That's because school districts consulted with CDW, who designed modern classroom solutions with pre-configured HP devices, making learning more accessible, secure, and immersive. Now when students study topics like elephants, it feels like elephants are there with them. HP and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/hppsg.
Hi, welcome to IKEA. How can I help you?
My schedule is crazy. I just want some me time.
We could all use a sanctuary from stress. Why not turn your bedroom into the place to decompress with our selection of comfortable beds, pillows, decor, mood lighting, and so much more. Every time you step in there, it's nothing but me time. You time.
Sounds like a dream.
Here to make your me time dreams come true. Visit us in-store or at ikea-usa.com/sleep to create a comfy, blissful bedroom today.
Monica Lewinsky is talking about former President Bill Clinton.
Then President Clinton first lied about his affair with Monica Lewinsky, a 22-year-old White House intern, and she told the Call Her Daddy podcast.
The right way to handle a situation like that would have been to probably say it was, nobody's business, and to resign.
Lewinsky says he could have found a way to stay in office that was not lying or throwing a young person under the bus. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
A private company called Intuitive Machines has launched a lander toward the moon last night, getting its ride into space on a SpaceX rocket in Florida. The lander will touch down next week on the moon's south pole with a drone that will search for frozen water. Last year, Intuitive Machines became the first company in the U.S. to have a touchdown on the moon in more than 50 years, but their lander came down too hard that time and flipped right over. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 29. Tomorrow partly cloudy and windy. We'll get to around 50. Saturday will be colder, partly cloudy, with a high of only 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Touching you, sweet girl. Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
baby, baby, let me be. Your love teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But I just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be your teddy bear.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Howell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Dolly said, Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, Dolly, golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?
And McGuire's still getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bar.
McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, speed bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian and Zoll form a spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh,
disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it, we knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars,
but keeping out the heat's hard.
The good vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a
thank you.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Have you seen her?
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Take this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Flint. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm, oh yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. Sang another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm
again.
had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and tuned it up all the way.
I got a deal.
CBS News Special Report. Officials in New Mexico say they found the bodies of actor Gene Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, and a dog during a welfare check at their home in Santa Fe. No word how they died, but the county sheriff's office does not suspect foul play. Hackman starred in dozens of movies and won two Academy Awards. One for 1971's The French Connection.
Take off your shoes, put your finger between your toes, and pick your feet, didn't you? That's it!
Yes! His second Oscar came two decades later for Unforgiven.
He just walked off there real slow. Because he was drunk. Shot him right through the liver.
In an interview in 2000, Hackman spoke about playing Little Bill Daggett.
It was a great fun experience. We did the kind of things that actors love to do. We had a lot of dialogue. And a lot of very tense, emotional scenes. It was just everything that one would wish for in a part.
Hackman was 95. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day